with a USDA Prime Porterhouse Ribeye or New York Strip. USDA Prime is the highest graded beef sold in the country, and you get it at Surf and Sirloin one of three ways. Reservations, 822-3637. Download the app OpenTable or online at surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 to the Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner is the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Opinion.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant-inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with six showrooms or online at the Appliance Discounters.
Get remarkable results when you partner with licensed or certified estheticians who ensure advanced skincare treatments. Support your skincare routine because healthy skin needs healthy skin care. See franchise locations or visit massageenvy.com.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices to leverage a higher price home. Call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices to leverage a higher price home. Call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Hat.
Can you hear a
got
bit
him.
Of pat?
Light jacket.
And that happy tune is your step. Life can be
what?
So sweet.
A light jacket. You don't need a heavy coat today.
Oh, no. No, not at all. In shape. I thought you were talking about a light jacket that lights up.
No, I have one of those.
Do you?
No, but I will if they make one.
Oh.
So let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the meantime. Happy 80th birthday to Enorma Stitz of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss Enorma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Oh, man.
Bill Clinton. Bill Cleveland actually sent that to me. Bill Clinton.
I watched a YouTube video this weekend, and it was one of those compilations of bloopers of news people, weather people, local markets, and they stumble and mess up and say things they didn't mean to say, or they fall for that stuff where it's a fake name, and one guy is. And it's a local weathercast, and apparently part of the weathercast is they shout out happy birthdays to listeners who send in, you know, hey, listen, a birthday request. And this guy says, and a great big happy birthday to Hugh Janus. And he says it, and in the background you can hear somebody just lose it. And he looks at the camera and he says, what? Hugh Janus. And then as he says it again, it hits him, and he loses it. You remember the airline crash, and on the it was a network national news.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Some Ting Wong.
And then the co-pilot, We Too Low.
Yeah.
And they bought it, and they actually printed the names on the screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some Sumking Wong. Some Ting Wong. And I thought, how can you be that gullible?
Actually, I'm going to see if I can find that real quick.
Stupid. Oh, my goodness, if you can't, you'll find it. While you look, good afternoon. I welcome everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome. This is our very first show for the month of March 2020. And I've decided that March is going to be the month of the best shows that we have done and maybe ever will do. So,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So get ready because it starts today. This day, the 2nd of March, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
What the heck?
Hey, day, Delta
oh,
day.
Oh, no, sorry.
Delta day.
I know I messed up. Hang on a second.
Well, hold on. No, you hang on. You're going to edit that.
Oh, there's something that's not connected.
Yeah,
properly.
I didn't have it hooked up or connected properly.
Oopsie.
Hang on a second. Let me just edit.
Well, I hope your son's not listening. The good news is Theo can't. He's not old enough yet to comprehend your mistakes.
Right. While Limey looks for this, Frank, there were four names that KTVU reported on that prank air flight out in Oakland.
All right, Limey, got him?
Yep. You ready for it?
Oh, yeah. We're ready.
All right, here we go.
Coroner is still trying to determine the cause of death and whether she was already dead when the truck hit her. We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, We Too Low, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ow. So the NTSB has confirmed
the last one, though.
Bang Ding Ow.
Bang Ding.
Bang Ding Ow.
Bang Ding Ow.
How could you even think that that was actually a name? Bang
Ding
Ow.
Well, how could you think We Too Low was a pilot's name on a plane crash? How could you think something wrong? I mean, come on. These people have to be the most naive people ever born.
But you know what? They're reading
the
it.
Problem is
you know,
it's they a don't... live newscast, and the intern, I guess the interns were feeding that through the teleprompter, so they're reading it live.
Well, and they'll read pretty much anything in front of them because they actually don't. I don't mean this. Look, to be a criticism of all TV news people because it'll be perceived as you're just jealous because you're not on TV. Okay, got me. But they do. They read, and when you read everything, and that's how you've done it for years, and you've never had to. On your own, really edit it or go over it ahead of time or, cause a lot of stuff's put there last minute. They'll type that junk in that keyboard, hit that teleprompter, and it's updated. And they just read it. And I told you a million years ago when I worked on the same frequency when it was WRTH radio, 590, then it was 59 WRTH. And know, the guy who came in to replace me when I got off at 11, at 11 o'clock, was always late. I had the first, here's an old term, record. I had the record for the first hour of his show already on the turntable for him. I knew that I had to start the first song for him because he'd be late. And every time, here he comes like 11:03, and he'd run in, and he would always have bags from Steak and Shake. He'd stop at Steak and Shake, he'd set the bags down, grab his headphones, and when the music ran out, the first thing he was to do was give the time. Remember that, when a lot of people didn't know what time it was because everybody didn't have a cell phone? And he'd give the time, and he'd read the weather. You know, Avco, I'll never forget it. We were owned by Avco Radio out of what?
There's two exceptions, though, to what you said about TV anchors in their defense. Number one, the weather guys do a telecasted weather.
First of all, you can't say doo-doo.
You said doo-doo.
I just did.
But, well, okay, you know what? That's an infraction. Oh, see me after the show. Whoa. See me after the show.
Okay. Doo-doo.
The weathercasters do read a teleprompter weathercast, but then they get up out of their seat. They ad-lib. It's amazing to actually be in the studio to watch this. Glenn Zimmerman at Fox 2 is spectacular at it.
All right, hold on a second. I'm not saying nobody on TV ever ad-libs. That wasn't my statement.
Okay, don't be so defensive. I'm just throwing a couple suggestions out there.
Tim. Relax.
Oh, you need to relax. I'm just telling a story. I'm not saying you're wrong. My God.
Go ahead. Finish your story.
Weathercasters, when they walk from the desk to the screen where they're moving their hands, don't use a teleprompter. Sportscasters, when they do ad-lib TV highlights, don't use a teleprompter. That's all I was going to say.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to the ridiculous, unjustified panic over the coronavirus. And I'm going to ask everybody to go back and try to remember this same overreaction to these things that I'm going to mention. Ebola, mad cow, MERS, SARS, swine flu, bird flu, West Nile virus. I remember everybody going crazy. Oh my goodness, pandemic. First of all, I don't think most people know the difference between a pandemic and an epidemic. Okay, a pandemic is if a disease spreads across a really wide geographical area and it affects millions and millions of people. I mean, it's not just limited to one country or one neighborhood or state. A pandemic is global. An epidemic is a city, a region, even a country, but doesn't go outside of national borders or worldwide. So they're already talking pandemic all over the world. Now, as of this morning, I think the new number is a total of 6 people in this country who've died from the coronavirus. And this mask business, I've read 4 different articles from physicians who are respected in the field of viral infections, and they've all said, stop wearing the masks. The only people that need to wear the masks are people who might spread a virus. Okay? They don't need to be coughing on other, but wearing it, it's stupid. And again, this morning, USA Today, big article, stop wearing the masks.
I would love to talk about this coronavirus for a thing if you want to, because they were saying, when it first came out, didn't they say that, oh, this is a new thing, this is a new virus, you know. Look where it started, over there in China, which, no offense to the Chinese or anything like that, but they have some really, really rural areas where there is just, they have no access to, you know, a decent hospital or actual, like, you know, clean water systems and stuff like that. So they're in the middle of nowhere, and then it spreads out, right? So this is an issue, apparently. Now look at them, and they went out there, and they built a hospital, okay? So you think about these most poor affected areas, who's going to be the most affected? The old and the already kind of sick. Those are the ones that are going to be most susceptible to this coronavirus. which I actually listened to a doctor discuss about what the coronavirus actually is, right? It is a group of different viruses all kind of housed in one cell by itself, and depending on where the virus kind of latches itself onto your body or in your body, I think that's what kind of virus you could get. So if it, say, if it lands like in your head, you could just end up with like a cold or a flu or something like that. If it goes into a different part of your body, it can be SARS. But still, it's the most, I'm trying to say this in the nicest way, the weakest people or the people that are already sick are the ones right. most susceptible to this.
That's exactly true.
Right.
But I see these perfectly healthy 30-year-old families of mom, dad, got their kids, got masks on.
Right.
Here, the U.S. Surgeon General, here's his statement, and the Center for Disease Control. Healthy people should not wear masks to protect themselves. In fact, with many of the masks, you're increasing your risk by wearing them or wearing them improperly. Don't wear them. And I think what they mean by that is if by chance somebody, and this is a rare, you know, a weird example, I guess, somebody sneezed off to your side and you didn't have the mask, but now you've trapped it under your mask and now you're gonna really breathe. And it's just, you know who's pushing the wearing of the mask? The makers of the masks.
Yeah.
The companies that manufacture paper masks.
Well, now they're saying there's a shortage for the people that actually need the masks, and that's the ones that work in the hospitals.
Well, of course there is, because the wrong people are wearing it. Let me give you let's just do a little have a little history lesson here. One of the things I'm trying to do as an old person is make up for how stupid I was the earlier part of my life, because I didn't pay attention in school. So now I try to learn not everything, but certain things that I'm interested in. The deadliest pandemic in history, okay, in the last 100, if you want to be technical, 102 years, was the Spanish flu. It killed as many as, they don't know the exact number, but they say as many as 100 million people. Okay, now you got a pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there's something. Now, let's
and
go
when was
to
that?
1918 and 19.
So
now, about 100 years ago.
There was no technology back then like we have today.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
They didn't have the safety measures that we have now.
And they didn't know as much about vaccines. Now, watch what happens 50 years later when they start to understand vaccines. 1956 to 58, again, another two-year period, the Asian flu. Mm-hmm. It killed about 70,000 people.
Well,
okay, numbers are going down, but still,
right,
a lot of people. Now, 1968, the Hong Kong flu. We go from 70,000. This killed 33,800 Americans, according to pandemicflu.gov. This is a government site. These are legitimate numbers. Hong Kong flu. Now, here's the one that people really need to pay attention to. In 1976, we had a swine flu panic in this country. And the reason we did was because in that year, 76, there was a soldier from Fort Dix, New Jersey. He died from H1N1, swine flu. They did this crash vaccination program. There's a famous photograph, I'm looking at it right now, of Gerald Ford getting a swine flu vaccination. You know how many people died from the swine flu? That one soldier from Fort Dix. No. 25 people died from the complications caused by the vaccine. The vaccine killed 25 people. The swine flu in 76 killed one. 1977 and 78. The Russian flu. Now, there's no number, probably because it's almost insignificant, of it, but it's always some. Here, how about this one? The bird flu.
Oh, I remember that one.
2003, the World Health organization. Mm-hmm. These are where these numbers come from. Word got out that the bird flu, if contracted, would kill 60% of the humans infected by it. Yeah, you know how many people died in 2003 from the bird flu? Four.
Wow.
Four. So they had to admit, overblown, virus didn't live up to its scary billing, and then they finally admitted that, well, you can't really transfer bird flu from one human to another. You can only get it if you handle live birds. Oh. And how many people do that? Not Dad. Right.
No.
Not Dad. So I guess my point is, back off a little bit. You know, I've never been a person to worry. I worry every day. I'm a worrier. But what I don't worry about are things I can't do anything about. Mm-hmm. And I personally can't do anything about this. I don't worry. I know people that worry about earthquake. Well, earthquake insurance, New Madrid fault, we're on that. Well, I don't have earthquake insurance. I don't worry about earthquakes. I can't do anything about them. And earthquake insurance is outrageously expensive. So if you run the numbers and play the odds, you're probably, and not only probably, but you have, over the last 50 years, paid a fortune in earthquake insurance. Had you not paid it, you could have just bought a new house if yours was totally destroyed. I don't worry about earthquakes. I don't worry about tornadoes. I don't worry about any of that stuff because I can't do anything about it. And I don't worry about the coronavirus. That's
people that did get the bird flu ran out to their cars and pooped on their windshield, though. I do know that.
What?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't think you did. It seemed like you did, but then I realized now
No.
Honestly, I think a lot of this whole pandemic talk and epidemic talk is really just because, like, you know, news media's, and I'm going to throw us in there as well, they need viruses like this because when the news gets stale, they need something that they can exaggerate and they can say, it's going to kill us all. Just like they did with Ebola virus a few years ago, just like they did with swine flu, the mad cow disease, bird flu, you know, they need something that's going to really just get our attention. Over here, honestly, I don't think we're going to see the same kind of infection rates or deaths as they did in China because we're a first world country that's pretty much our entire country you can access. Sure, we might have some, you know, small towns here and there. Well, but
so is China, though. China's the first world
country. But China has, like I said earlier, they've got a lot of rural areas that are just way out there that have kind of just been ignored for the last 80 years. Whereas America, we're pretty update. Like, even if it's just an urgent care center, somebody is within at least 5 to 10 miles of a hospital, you know, or a medical facility where they're going to get decent care that's hygienic as well. Let's just point that out. I mean, you know, China isn't known for their hygiene over there. So,
well, I absolutely agree with you. The media likes to scare people because it gets people glued to the television.
Exactly.
Or to a social media site. Oh, they get everybody's attention. They send out these breaking news things. Oh, another person has died of corona. Yeah, another person. Now that's six. Six total. I'm sorry, they're dead.
Right.
But guess how many people have died in this country this flu season? Since the beginning of this winter, which was started in 19, till now, March 2nd. Just regular influenza. 16,000 people in this country have died this flu season. Okay? Not six. Right. 16,000. There's no panic about that. Is anybody running around and go, oh my God, 16,000 people have died. Quick! What do we do to not get the flu? Nothing. You're going to get the flu. Some of us will get the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And some won't.
And we're going to fight it with chicken noodle soup and Sprite, and eventually we're going to feel better.
It's just amazing to me what things people get all upset about. You know, if a puppy, I love dogs, puppies, grown dogs, I do, but if a puppy is abused by its owner, oh my goodness, the outcry and the outrage. Yet a child gets left in a car seat and dies struggling to breathe from heat. And it's a news story for 2 minutes. There's no group of people coming out to, we've got to put a stop. No, but a dog or an animal gets hurt? Oh, man, here comes PETA. Where's the organization that comes out for a kid shot in a senseless drive-by thug-related shooting? Where are those people? That's the stuff that doesn't make sense to me. So I don't lose any sleep. I lose sleep over my kids. I lose sleep over my life and things that I shouldn't have done or things I should do or what's going wrong and how can I change it. But I don't lose sleep over the coronavirus. I don't think most people should. We have a lot of very capable people. And don't think they're not working on this. They are. They're going to do everything they can because nobody needs, and this collapse of the economy or mini collapse is unfounded, but that's what happens when they blow this out of proportion.
Now, you see, that's
everything.
That's the part that I don't really get that just kind of sticks with me. I mean, what are people, are these, so, okay, I'm going to try and explain this in layman's terms. When they see something like this, so when news of an epidemic or a pandemic breaks out, right?
No, it's not a pandemic.
One, I'm just,
it's
you know,
a potential,
right.
They say.
Well, when news like that does break out, right? Is it because consumers are all of us, like us, are just all of a sudden like, whoa, man, I don't know if I want to go grocery shopping this week or buy a new fence or a new car or something
yes.
like that?
Yeah, the answer is yes. It's a combination of things. I don't want to travel.
Right.
I don't want to go to China. I don't want anybody from China coming over here. Oh, my. Look, think about that. You just shut down cruise ships. I'm not going on a cruise because it was a cruise ship where those people were, so I'm not going on any cruise. Boom, boom, boom. All these cruises have to be canceled, and it's just like the domino effect. Things just start to collapse from overreaction. I'd go on a cruise, on a princess cruise, tomorrow. Somebody wants to pay for me and my wife, I'll go. I'll go tomorrow. There are lots of cruise ships. And it's kind of like saying, well, I'm not going to fly. You know, there was a plane crash. Yeah, there was.
Right.
One. And let's see, two in the last 3 years out of, and here's the average number of planes in the air any given hour of the day. 6,000.
Wow.
And one crashes every once in a while. I'm not going to not fly. How's that any different? I don't get it. Brett has a
question about different types of flu, different strains.
Well, I can't answer because I'm not a doctor, but let's talk to him. Brett, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, fine. I just wanted to know if you guys knew the difference between swine flu and bird flu.
Well, aren't they both in that H1N1, N2 sort of category? I don't know the difference.
Well, that may be true, but one requires treatment, the other ointment.
I get it. Ointment.
And a tweet.
Not bad. Not bad, Brett.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Now, one thing that I do notice, and I just have to call it out on the air, is that Tim is obviously visibly not speaking now. When it's rare that he goes this long without speaking. And I'm just curious as to, is that some sort of a statement or what is that?
I'm researching the difference between swine flu and bird flu, and I was getting ready to give the answer out when you said that. So
one affects pigs.
There is no answer to that. I'm just been absorbing what you're saying and talking about, and I was trying to research issues that you talked about.
All right, thank you for that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do not for the Berg segment. I know Dan.
It's Monday, for goodness sakes.
But
Monday.
He's on the phone right now. So I think he's taking a call, but I know he wants to talk about at least three things. So
we're not going to close the Berg segment. But see, I don't see any evidence that he's putting any names on the screen. Take a look through the glass.
No, a guy just called, and he was saying that there was, if we wanted answers, there's a doctor that we had had on before. He thought his name was Nottingham or something like that, Dr. Nottingham.
Nottingham.
We could call him and ask him about the different strains of flu or things like that. And and pandemics and all this other stuff that was going on.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that call and that suggestion, but that's not something that I would do without knowing the actual real credentials of Dr. Nottingham, because he could be a fake and then he could give misleading information. See, I don't remember a Dr. Nottingham. Do you remember?
No, that name does not.
It's not ring familiar a bell.
To me. No.
Well, not getting anything.
I do have something for the Burke segment.
Well, now with something for the Burke segment, here's Dan Strauss. Dan?
Thanks so much, Frank. Went to the Science Center over the weekend and saw the movie Apollo 11. It's all about the landing on the moon and Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. And the fake moon landing?
Yeah, the fake moon landing.
Yes, yes. But it is... Have you ever gone to that theater, Frank, in the...
oh, my goodness. It's incredible.
Oh, my goodness.
That big... Yeah.
It's a round
cave kind of screen that you lean back and look up at. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, so we went... I highly recommend seeing this... it's a documentary on the moon landing. It lasts 50 minutes, and it is... It's not slow. It doesn't... There's no really, you know, down parts in the movie or anything like that, and it is really well done. I highly recommend that if you get a chance to go there. And then my second thing is I posted this on our Facebook page, the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Facebook page. It's from Brenton Vision. Seth, the guy that you meet and greet when you walk in the door, they've done a the paper has done a story on him. And how tremendous this guy is, and how he volunteers at a boys and girls home, how he tutors and teaches French, and
Math. The Post? The Post is French?
I believe so.
Because I looked at it online. I didn't see it.
Well, maybe, I think it might be the St. Louis American is what it's called, is what the paper is. I don't know if it's a section of the Post or if it's a completely different paper. But
that doesn't mean it wasn't in there. I just didn't see it when I looked through it today.
But the entire story is up on our Facebook page because I shared their Facebook page, and there's a picture of the entire group from Brenton Vision and the whole story about Seth when he where he went to school and what he's done, and he's even more incredible. I mean, he's the nicest guy when you get there, but even more incredible when you read this about him. And then my last thing is it's a sad note that Monday we had a guy that was a listener. He had a heart attack last Monday. His name's Glenn Williams, but we know him as Glennard. He would call in. He would call in and everything, and he ended up passing away Thursday. So we lost an AM and the PMer.
How old was he?
I don't know how old Glennard was. I met him because he came up. He and his wife came up to see our band play one night out in St. Charles. And his wife's name is Sandy. And she sent me an email letting me know that he passed away. But he probably had to be 60, early 60s maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. 61,
too young.
60, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very young. But she said that the paramedics took him about 15 minutes to get a heartbeat, and then he was pretty much lack of oxygen to his brain.
Well, Glennard's listening right now.
He is.
Have fun up there. And I would say tell everybody up there to listen, too, but they've probably, the ones that want to who have gone with Bernice, he's up there right now chatting it up with Bernice.
Oh, heck yeah.
They are listening, because I believe in heaven you probably get your choice of radio stations. That's one of the things. When you walk in, you get a welcome packet in heaven, like you know, the welcome wagon.
Yeah.
And they, okay, what do you like to do? Swim? Greatest swimming pool ever imaginable in heaven. You like to play golf? A golf course like no other. Yeah. Radio, what do you like to listen to? What? You're AM and the PM, so is the boss. No problem. And boom, whatever the equivalent of Alexa is in heaven, play 590 The Fan, and that's what they listen to. Crystal clear, just like you can with our app. So, Glennard, I think you're probably still with us.
Yeah.
And thanks for the time you spent with us when you were down here.
And that was all I had.
Okay, and that's it?
Yeah.
Close it?
Yeah, all right. That's what we got.
Burke segment. Officially called Josh Bauman will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour. And he's our tech guy, so we're going to talk about tech stuff. And this morning, I read this article, and I think we all sort of know this is coming. And I'll be glad to see it. And it's the complete elimination of passwords. It's not going to happen next week. Maybe not next year, but it's not far away. No more passwords. Everything will be some kind of a scan of your iris, your thumbprint, your what. And I'm fine with that. I cannot remember all of the passwords I'm supposed to remember. They're just, and everybody has the same issue. Too many of them. One for Netflix, and one for and your email. No. And you just stare at your TV, and it'll know it's you, and it'll let you in to Netflix. Look at your computer. Look at your phone. And I think that's probably going to be the primary way, is facial recognition or an iris scan, which is a little more specific than you. But the facial, do you guys, any of you have facial recognition like on your phone?
I do have on my phone. Yeah, I got a Samsung S9, and I've got that thing. I mean, I don't have it anymore because it got annoying. Every time I would look at my phone and check the time, it would unlock it. But yeah, I got that technology, I'd say.
I don't use it.
Well, I do, and I'm not sure why. It doesn't take long to hit, 1655 or whatever your passcode is. But here's the thing that amazes me about it. I've done it with sunglasses on. I've done it with a cap on. I've done it in a completely dark room, mm-hmm. and it still knows who you are. It reads with some sort of sonar-type thing in the camera the structure of your face. And even if you alter it with sunglasses or a hat, there you go. It wow. lets you in unlocked. It's incredible to me, that stuff. But you're right. Sometimes you don't want your phone to unlock, and you stare at it, and it does.
Right.
But so what? Lock it back.
Have you seen? I saw this really cool thing the other day. This guy was making a video on his phone, and I could see that the phone was actually following him around, his every movement. He had a little tripod, right, that was connected to his phone by a Bluetooth, and there's this app. So where you scan your face, the tripod hooks up to the phone's camera, recognizes your face, and then moves with you. No matter where you turn or where you go, it just follows your every movement and just sticks on where it can see your face. And I thought that was really cool.
Right. Let me tell you why that's not a surprise to hear that. I have a drone. I've had a few drones. And I mean, as long ago as 4 or 5 years ago, I had a drone that had a tracking device. It's called Follow Me. It's a setting called Follow Me. I can put the drone in the air. It sees me. And then when I can get on a bike, I can walk, I can be in a car, a convertible, looking up at it. I can turn left, I can turn right, I can go backwards. That drone will follow me.
Wow.
And video me from the air, no matter which direction I go. I've done it. I played with it, and I just thought, this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. It's like somebody in a helicopter is following. You know those police chases you see on the news? It looks like you just turned on 4th Street, and the copter is following the car. That's what the drone right. does. It does it with me.
Wow.
So I know they have that technology. And that doesn't surprise me at all. Now, I don't know how practical that is, that your phone needs to follow you when you move around the room. I mean, how about a selfie stick? That'll follow you when you move around the room. I don't know that you'll ever really use it, but just the fact they can do it. What was there anything else? That wasn't part of the Burke segment.
No, I don't know where we got onto that.
Right, let me do some business. Since Nan mentioned Brinton Vision, then let's talk about Brinton Vision. First of all, a giant thank you is in order to the listeners who have made appointments, gone to Brinton Vision, and told them your AM and the PM. You folks are the reason that Brinton Vision just signed on for another 6 months with the show. This is not an easy client to keep, to please, and what I mean by that is they monitor closer than any advertiser I have ever had response. They track it. They must track it every day. And if they had not determined that being on this show was worth the money they were spending, they would have been gone next week. Their initial 6 months would have run out on the 11th of March, but they've already renewed it, and they did that because of you. Now, what I'd like to see and what we need to see is we need to keep that going. We need to keep you, who are listening, interested in good vision. And how could you not be interested in great vision? I would never get anybody who said, nah, I'm not that interested in having good vision. Sometimes money plays a part. Sometimes people say, well, I don't go to the dentist. I just don't have the money to go to the dentist. Let's go back to something I've said for years and years and years about myself and about most people. We all have priorities. Some things are worth money, some things aren't. And depending on what your one of my priorities is and has been to see as well as I can possibly see. And when something comes along that is an out-of-pocket expense, not covered by insurance, it's interesting how we find a way to do other things. What? Our refrigerator went out. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? How long are you going to go without a refrigerator? You'll figure it out. You'll find a way to get a new refrigerator. You'll finance it. You'll whatever. I think being able to see clearly and have 20/20 vision is a big deal. And I think most people would agree with that. I think that when you have the chance, and you may very well have that chance, you may be a candidate for LASIK or one of the alternative forms of vision correction at Brinton Vision. How could you not want to look into that? So here's the deal. I'll put it this way. It's kind of like when I talk to people about flying. I say everybody who can should take pilot's lessons. Just to the point where you solo one time by yourself. That's it. You don't have to get the license. You don't have to spend the rest of the money. Just enough to take enough lessons to fly and say you flew. I have flown a plane by myself. Then it'll be up to you whether or not you move forward, whether or not you can afford it, or you're that interested, or that was enough. I flew once, and that's enough for me. Kind of the same thing. I'm just asking you to go so far as to have an ocular analysis, to spend $120 and give up 90 minutes of your time for an ocular analysis. And then, if Brinton Vision says to you, you know what? You're a perfect candidate for LASIK, or whatever, and we are convinced that if you want this procedure, you can get rid of your glasses or contacts. At that point, it's up to you. You can say, okay, let's go. How do we do this? What does it cost? How can I pay? What's the easiest? Blah, 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 blah. Or you can just say, well, you know, thanks. It's good to know, but I'll keep my glasses and contacts. I'm not interested. That's all we're asking. Just have the ocular analysis. It's as simple as calling or going online, make an appointment, take you 90 minutes, cost you $120. And so many of you have done this and are thrilled to death that you did it. And by the way, a lot of you have emailed me and said, I was told by another ophthalmologist I couldn't have LASIK. Well, you weren't told that by Brinton Vision. And now they've had it. They see, as the one guy said, he sees like he saw when he was a kid. Never knew it was possible. Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, 314-375-2020 or BrintonVision.com. That, again, that's B-R-I-N-T-O-N, BrintonVision.com. Just do this, okay? You will be so glad you did. My guess is you've never had your eyes, you've had your vision checked, but you've never really had your eyes examined. Not like this. All right, somebody last week sent me, it's just one statement, and I thought it was so hysterical. And the statement was, Bernie Sanders looks like he combs his hair with a balloon. Have you ever rubbed a balloon on your hair? when you had
back when I had any hair, yes.
Any kind of linked hair at all. It's like going to the magic house and your hair just stands straight out.
It's awesome.
It does look like he combs his hair with a balloon. And in fairness, there's nobody whose hair is easier to make fun of than Donald Trump's. Just for equality and fairness, Trump, he looks like he combs his hair with a jet engine. I don't know how in the morning he gets ready or how long that process must take.
But isn't his part, is like over by his ear.
No. It's okay. So it's kind of like at the front and then it's swept to the side, but also down and then back to the front.
You can't really begin to understand how he's combed it. You look at it and go, is that comb forward? Is it tucked? Is it combed that? You can't figure it out.
Look at a photo of him when he was campaigning in 2016 and look at a photo of him now. And as has happened with all of us, you get bald from the center and it starts to work your way toward the front. And some people have a receding hairline where it starts in the front and works the way back. My baldness started with a dome and then it migrated forward, and he is going through humongous constraints now to take what he's got left on the side to edge that and gel that forward like a beak, if you will, because you can see that he's getting a massive bald spot up there. He's not going to wear a piece. He's trying to cover it up all natural, and he's got.
You know how hard that is to cover that? It's a big undertaking. Yeah. A lot of spray, a lot of careful
gel
for it to hold.
He's doing all right.
He gets off airplanes and helicopters, and his hair doesn't move. I mean, seriously, you look at him in a group, everybody else's hair's going, eastbound and westbound, and his is just stuck.
I'm not ashamed to say I was a comb-over guy. When I was 23, actually before 23, when I was going, I was bald by 23, but at 21, 22, there was so little up there. I did the comb over 10 strands of hair from the left side, and those strands of hair were like 9 inches long, and I combed them over and sprayed them down. The problem is if you do get in a big gust of wind, you look like an idiot because your 10 strands of hair are flying off on like a flag on one side of your head, and it's embarrassing. And so finally one day I stood in front of a mirror and I just took those long strands of hair and I just cut them. And it was like, it's over. That crap is over. That spraying and trying to, it's over. Just screw it. I'll just be bald because I am bald. So just live with it. But a lot of guys fight it to the end, man. And you're right. That's what he's doing. He's fighting to the death till the final death of his hair. I just wish he would take a razor and just buzz cut his. I just do. Just be done with it. It would save him 45 minutes a day. It would.
True.
The guy already has an incredible schedule. He hardly ever sleeps. I never saw a guy, but he could add 45 minutes if he just done and then make a big joke out of it and make it a big deal. Well, I finally got rid of it. I don't do a Trump impression. I finally got rid of that hair, and that's now you can like find. Something else to concentrate on.
Yeah, no, finally got rid of it.
No, but let me tell you something. My Bernie Sanders, I am working on and perfecting. Medicare for all. Let me tell you right now. No one looked at I know that I'm older than Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not as old as I am, and he makes more mistakes than I do. That's the truth. He bubs up all the time. All the time. So I'm working on Sanders. I need that guy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Socialism and Medicare for all. Free school for all. Okay. I have enough time to change where you're banking, and then Josh Bauman will join us to talk Tech Talk. A bank at First Community Credit Union. I think you know that. I like banking there. I don't even really know that means anything to anybody when you say you like where you're banking. It's banking. It's checking, debit, credit, car loan, whatever. You go, well, banking is banking. That's true and to some degree, but it's also true that there are differences in places to bank. Let's start with the number one difference, rates. You want to bank somewhere where the rates are competitive. Check First Community Credit Union. You want convenience? Check First Community Credit Union. Over 40 locations, and you don't even have to ever go to any of them. You can bank online. It's an easy to navigate website. That would be the next check. Easy to navigate website. Services? Check. Plenty of them. All of them. Everything you need from a bank, they have it at this banking facility called First Community Credit Union. The largest credit union in the St. Louis area. As I said, over 40 locations, They would love to have you as a new member. And you know what to do when you talk to them. You let them know your AM and the PM. And to all of you who have, and there have been lots of you, or they wouldn't have renewed for now their, I think, 8th year or something. Thank you, thank you, thank you. First Community Credit Union. It is a great place to bank. All right. Thanks for being with us on our first broadcast of March of 2020. Josh Bauman is on the way. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Tune in Monday night at 9 for the